Temperature stands at 17 degrees, this being the second Monday of the month. It's time to talk about what's happening with RSVP here in Hamilton County, joined by Becky Coppin from the RSVP office there at the corner of Prospect and 2nd downtown. Becky, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Good morning to you too, Pat.
Here we are, 2 weeks away from the happiest day of the year. I know things are a little bit busy with the RSVP people getting all set for the holidays, but there's some wonderful opportunities for seniors to get involved with some programs, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we work with anyone who's age 55 and over, and those folks are encouraged to come and visit with me, and I will figure out what you would really enjoy doing as volunteer service. I want to find something that's just right up your alley, and we have lots of places where our volunteers serve, so I'm sure I could find something that would suit each person that wants to volunteer.
And what are some of those examples there, Becky?
Well, I wanted to go over today some of the programs that we have. We have a senior fitness program that's called BASE, Balance, Agility, Strength, and Endurance. And that is led all by volunteers. So anyone is welcome to come and join one of those classes. We have currently 16 different classes going on around Hamilton and Webster County. And we exercise twice a week generally. Some actually meet three times a week just because they want to. And it takes about 45 to 50 minutes to run through the exercise routine. It covers every muscle group in the body, and it just makes you feel good when you're done. Plus, another thing that's really enjoyable about it is just the socialization that you have. You get to know this group of people that you exercise with, and it winds up being fun. So that's our BASE Senior Fitness Exercise Program. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. You bring your own 2-pound hand weights, and we provide a stretch therapy band for you.
Fantastic. All so, free of charge.
Yeah, free of charge. So we're encouraging people to sign up for one of those classes, and they can come to me, call me, and I can let you know all the locations.
All right.
And then secondly, we have a fraud fighters program, and that is in conjunction with the Iowa Insurance Division. They train our volunteers. We have a handful of volunteers who give out presentations on preventing fraud and scams, and there's just such a load of that going on right now.
Especially with the holiday season, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's terrible. It's very important to be well-informed and to know all these different sneaky ways that people are trying to rob you by way of scams and fraud. So that's a really good program, and if there is a group out there that would like a presentation done for them, any size group, we're happy to do that for free as well, done by our volunteers that have been trained for it.
Okay.
Then we have another program that's quite similar in that we've trained our volunteers to give out this information, and it's called Span the Generations. SPAN, standing for Seniors Preventing Addiction to Narcotics, and our focus is on opioids. Opioids are such a danger to our community, our society, and we used to talk a lot more about it before COVID hit, but then COVID came along and we kind of forgot about the opioid problem, but the opioid problem did not go away. It, in fact, got worse. So this presentation will go over what opioids are, why they're so addictive. When you are prescribed an opioid, questions to ask your doctor, possible alternatives for pain relief, how to safely take opioids without, you must be very careful not to overdose on them or to take them longer than prescribed, how to store them while you're using them, and how to dispose of them. And then we talk about what are the warning signs to look for in love. loved ones when they just, something's off with them, and there is just always that possibility of someone having become addicted to opioids. So that's called Span the Generations, and we'd be happy to give that presentation to any group, again, for free, any size group. Just call me, and we will share that. And in addition, we just have lots of other volunteer opportunities. We serve, we deliver Meals on Wheels. We serve in food pantries and the thrift stores. And we do reading partners in the schools. We do volunteers in the nursing homes. We have volunteers out at the hospital. We just have a lot of different ways that you can serve in your community. So I encourage people to talk to me and get involved as a volunteer.
And Becky, how do they do just that?
Just call me. You can reach me anytime at 515-832-2525. And I'm located in the Senior Center, as you said, on the corner of 2nd Street and Prospect in downtown Webster City.
All right. So, again, if you have any questions about senior opportunities for volunteers, contact Becky Coppin with the staff at the RSVP office at 2nd and Prospect downtown. 832-2525 is the phone number to call, 832-2525, Monday through Fridays there at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for the good of the cause there, Becky, for today?
That's all for today.
We'll talk
again in January.
All right, so we'll be back again coming up on the second Monday in January, which will be on January 8th. Of a brand new year, 2024. And Becky, I just want to say thank you for your reports throughout this year, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, Pat. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Becky, thanks so very much. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye now. Becky Coppin from RSVP, my guest on the Community Corner Show this morning here on KKWC. One more time, if you'd like to know more about volunteer opportunities for seniors, if you're age 55 and over, I guess I'm one of them, call me at 832-2525, please. 832-2525. I know for a fact we'll have Jason Van Sickle join us again Friday morning, I believe 9 o'clock, as we get an update on this lighting contest. You could win some gift cards from Jason and some fine sponsors here in the Webster City area, so we'll have that for you coming up Friday morning right here on KKWC's Community Corner Show. If you have any guest suggestions, let me know. Call me here at the radio station weekdays between 8 o'clock until 11:30. 8 to 11:30 is when I'm free from my air shift here at the radio station, so call me between 8:15, 11:30, and then we'll take good care of you on our future Community Corner Show here on KKWC. And in the few weeks to come, we'll talk about politics, what with the Iowa caucuses going on, and so forth. 5 weeks from today that Iowa caucuses will take place. Right now it's 18 degrees here at Radio Hill. High today should be somewhere right around the low 40s and plenty of sunshine.